violent continue throughout the country. Top Senate Democrats said Tuesday the Republican policing bill is not salvageable as they demand negotiations on a new, more bipartisan package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill is essentially dead.
There is no escaping the fact that Senate Republicans have drafted a policing bill that is deeply, fundamentally, and irrevocably flawed.
While Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans stand prepared for police reform.
We're ready to make a law, not just make a point. Tomorrow we'll find out whether our Democratic colleagues share our ambition or whether they choose to duck the issue and leave the country in the lurch.
The Republican legislation would create a national database of police use of force incidents, restrict police chokeholds, and set up new training procedures. President Trump plans to issue an executive order protecting public statues and monuments from vandalism.
In response to statues being torn down in cities across the country, the president is signing an order to protect the monuments.
We are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists.
He also thanked police for stopping an attack on an Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Park across the street from the White House. He described the vandals as bad people who don't love our country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Rayshard Brooks was remembered at the Atlanta church where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. The private funeral for the man who was shot by a police officer outside a Wendy's restaurant was held Tuesday at Ebenezer Baptist Church. That restaurant was later burned down. A woman's now in custody on arson charges. On Wall Street, the Dow by 131 points, the NASDAQ rose 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Just call 800-900-8000. It's time to stop being crazy. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Downtown Las Vegas' Circa Resort will begin taking reservations tomorrow. Project developer Derek Stevens confirms that when the property opens on October 28th, no one under the age of 21 is allowed. Stevens says his other downtown properties, the D and the Golden Gate, still allow guests with kids. The move to keep kids out of casinos is nothing new. When the Bellagio opened its doors back in 1998, owner Steve Wynn banned strollers from the property. That policy has eventually been relaxed. Two employees at the Cosmopolitan have tested positive for COVID-19. Company officials say the two concierge team members tested positive last week, and the property has been following the appropriate testing protocol. The Sahara's Northside Cafe has been closed after three of its employees tested positive. Resort officials say they are following the proper protocols as well. It's the fourth unexpected closure of a Las Vegas Strip eatery in less than a week. Caesars Entertainment also announced the closure of Guy Fieri's Vegas Kitchen and Bar at The Link after one of its workers tested positive. Two employees at the Flamingo have also tested positive. Caesars says they are doing contact protocols as a follow-up.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams, right now we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl towards Henderson on the 515. Same with 95 West up to Summerlin. And look for heavy volumes on the 15 northbound of Tropicana, south 15 at Spring Mountain.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Great to have you with us. What a great way to begin a show with a best-selling author and an amazing filmmaker. He is Dinesh D'Souza. He is the author of the new book, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, and How to Stop It. Dinesh D'Souza joining us from near Houston, Texas. How you doing, sir? It's been a while.
It's been a while, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm doing just fine, thank you.
How is the book so far?
Well, it's been on the bestseller list since the moment it came out, so I'm very happy about that. And, of course, it couldn't be more timely because of all the craziness going on around us. I thought that coronavirus was a little bit of a preview into what socialism might look like, but now we see the Seattle Autonomous Zone and the yanking down of the monuments, and I feel like this book is being played out and vindicated every single day.
Dinesh, tell me this, though. I thought with the fall of the Soviet Union that socialism essentially died with that. Now we're seeing more and more people, Warren or Sanders or a lot of the Democrats, but a lot of people around the country are talking about socialism almost as if it's mainstream now. Where did it come from?
Well, this is definitely a surprise. This is kind of the question that got me on this journey that led to this book, because like you, I witnessed what I thought was socialism going on what Reagan called the ash heap of history. And then suddenly it made a startling comeback in the 21st century. Of course, the socialist left now says we're not trying to do what was done before. We're not trying to replicate the authoritarian socialism of the past. Ours is democratic socialism. It's modeled on the successful socialism of Scandinavia. And moreover, that it's a socialism that is now connected with racial politics and identity politics. So they're trying to produce this new hybrid. I call it identity socialism, socialism married to identity politics.
Explain what identity socialism is.
Well, for Marx, socialism was all about the working class. Marx thought that society is really divided into, all society is divided into two groups. The workers, who are the exploited ones, and the capitalists, who do the exploiting. Now, this Marxist clash between the workers and the capitalists never occurred from Marxist time to now anywhere in the world. And so the left in America realized we're not going to get socialism that way. We need to bring in other groups that can be used as vehicles of social divide and social discontent. So they said, let's go after the blacks. Let's go after the women. Let's go after the gays. So what we have now is a new socialism that taps into the resentments of race and gender and sexual orientation and even immigration, dividing society between the legals and the illegals. This is the new socialism we're dealing with now.
Again, best-selling author Dinesh D'Souza joining us. United States of Socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, how to stop it. And I've got to ask you, who is behind it? We keep hearing, it's George Soros. This is George Soros' old thing, and he's manipulating the marionettes, so to speak. But who is actually behind this?
Well, socialism has migrated now to the center of the Democratic Party. It's true that the Democrats decided we don't want the explicit socialism of Bernie Sanders. I mean, we don't want a guy who honeymoons in the Soviet Union and praises breadlines and advocates the Cuban healthcare system. What we want is the creeping socialism of Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. So socialism is now acceptable inside the Democratic mainstream. But the important point is that who's behind it is also academia and the media and Hollywood. So the socialists have powerful allies in the culture, and this cultural socialism is just as important as economic socialism in understanding socialism as a sort of broader phenomenon.
Is this another nasty byproduct of our public schools? I mean, because I saw the poll, millennials, I think over 50% said they prefer living in a socialist country than a capitalist country. Is that what we're getting from our public schools?
What we've seen through the school system, but I think I would say especially the university system, is a demonization of capitalism and free markets. The idea here basically is that capitalism is essentially a monstrous system based on selfishness and greed. And so one of the things I do in the book, quite apart from refuting socialism, is making the moral case for capitalism. I think that's very important to do. The other thing that's going on is that there's been ideological indoctrination to an unbelievable degree about why America is evil. That's why, for example, when people saw the George Floyd video, it was very easy for them to jump from that specific incident to this kind of larger narrative, which is that the cops in general are racist and the country is racist. And it's been that way since 1776, if not before. So the left has sort of attached to the specific incident, George Floyd, this sort of larger narrative, and the sleight of hand is basically to use that narrative to intimidate people, and if you say, no, I don't agree, then they say, well, you don't care about George Floyd, you must be a closet racist.
Tell me about this Scandinavian model, so to speak. We always heard from Bernie Sanders that, I'm a Western European socialist. Not really a socialist, but now he's full blown. But is there evidence that this model, this Western European socialist model, that it actually works?
The Western European model, I think, is flawed, but it does work to a degree. I mean, no one's going to say that it's a horrible place to live in Stockholm or in Copenhagen. But here's the key point: the Scandinavians are capitalist in wealth creation, although socialist in wealth distribution. On the wealth creation side, they have low corporate taxes, about 20%, the same as here. They have, in general, no minimum wage. You can hire and fire people for any reason. With one exception, they have no wealth tax. They have no inheritance tax. The kind of financial transaction fees that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want to impose on Wall Street, that is not done in any Scandinavian country. So the point here is the Scandinavians do not kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. They do have a generous welfare state, but the important point is that they tax the whole society. I mean, if you make $70,000 in Sweden or in Norway, you're going to pay a 40 to 50% tax rate. So there's none of this soak the rich, attack the millionaires and billionaires. The Scandinavians don't do that. They impose the burden of the welfare state across the whole society.
So what happens? We get to, 4.5 months from now, we're going to be in the midst of a presidential election. It's my contention that socialism is going to be on the ballot. It's not just Biden. It's not just Trump. How will this play out across America?
So socialism is on the ballot not just as a set of economic proposals for economic confiscation, but it's also on the ballot in the broader cultural sense. Remember that the typical socialist today is not a working class guy trying to get a better union wage. It's some eco-feminist who marches like in Black Lives Matter and Antifa rallies and throws cement blocks at our political opponents. I mean, as we speak, they've created this Seattle autonomous zone where you need a kind of revolutionary credential to enter, where there are no civil liberties, where essentially there's lawlessness. I mean, this is a if we become the United States of Socialism, all of America will look like that.
Again, the book, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. The how do we stop? I mean, this almost sounds like an exercise with Dr. Fauci. How do we stop this infernal disease, this virus that seems to be spreading like wildfire? Do you have any ideas on how we actually stop it?
Well, since you mentioned Fauci, I'll give you my own recipe for socialist lockdown. How do we lock down these people? Well, the first thing we do is we have to expose the deep state. Now, that is kind of underway, and Trump is on it, but it's important to hold the bad guys accountable at the highest level. I mean, I don't think that Lisa Page and Strzok and Brennan and Clapper and Comey, I don't think these people acted independently or by themselves. Somebody gave the order. I think I know who that is, but whoever it is, that's the guy who needs to be in handcuffs. The second point is that we cannot tolerate this lawlessness. Look, if you don't like a public statue of Andrew Jackson, I'm no fan of Andrew Jackson, but there's a process for taking a statue down. You've got to go through councils and get the proper approval. This idea that you can just put a bunch of ropes and start smashing it and pulling it down, they're trying ultimately, I think, to pull down America, at least the America that is represented by the flag and Abraham Lincoln and the unknown soldier and the Catholic saint who built the missions in California. This is our history, and it's being ripped apart in front of our very eyes. That's intolerable. It's got to be stopped.
Again, Dinesh D'Souza joining us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. At RV from Johnny Walker RV, your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping their huge inventory across three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV, 57 years of service, staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition. Joining us, best-selling author and an amazing filmmaker, Dinesh D'Souza. The new book is just out, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. Can I assume there is going to be, only because I love your films, I absolutely am in love with your films. I've seen them all multiple times. Is there a movie to come?
Yes, I'm happy to say there is. It's a huge film. It's called Trump Card. So we titled the film a little different than socialism because I think Trump is going to be the colossus, the centerpiece, the big issue in the election. The movie's coming out the first week of August in theaters nationwide. Look for it. It's called Trump Card.
Wow. And when you put together, can you give us your philosophy on filmmaking? Because all of your films, they have kind of a common thread through all of them. They're true to the books, but they're a little different.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake to think of books and films as the same thing. A book is fundamentally an argument. It sets forth a thesis. It anticipates counterarguments. It should provide thorough, irrefutable references. So I try to do that. My books are kind of a handbook of knowledge, if you will. But we can't forget that a movie is an entertainment. People go to the theater to have fun. People like to watch a movie to enjoy themselves. So I try to make a movie that's highly informative, but it's also fundamentally not so much of an argument as it is a story. It's an emotional narrative that in a way takes you down because I try to expose the dark underbelly of the left, but at the same time draws you up so you're motivated and inspired and fired up to do your part to make a difference.
Dinesh, explain to me when we talk about socialism, is there anybody in the Democrat Party left that is not adhering to socialist beliefs?
Well, I would say that you have three groups in the Democratic Party. You've got the hardcore socialists, that's Bernie Sanders, Ilhan Omar, AOC. You've got sort of the socialist light, and that would be, for example, Elizabeth Warren, Bill de Blasio, Gavin Newsom. And then you've got sort of the socialists who are, the guys who are not socialists, but even they are magnetically pulled in the socialist direction. I mean, if you think of the free market at one end of the tug of war and socialism at the other end, there's not a single Democrat pulling in the free market direction.
Let me ask you about the presidential race. We know in the national polls that Biden is pulling ahead by seven to, in some cases, even double digits. What do you, first of all, what you like polls?
Well, I think that the polls, for the most part, have now become a tool of political propaganda. In other words, it used to be that a poll was a kind of a neutral sample of opinion. But a poll is no more a neutral sample of opinion than the front page of the New York Times is. I mean, that poses as well, all the news that's fit to print. Really? No. That's what the, you know, a group of guys decided that they wanted to push this agenda, and they call it the news. I think polls are like that. The polls are sort of rigged to produce a result. And in this case, the result is to sort of demoralize conservatives and Republicans by the sense that Biden, believe it or not, is this sort of inevitable engine cruising to election in November. It's complete nonsense. I don't buy it for a minute.
And the ultimate question that I always ask myself, and we talk about a lot on this program, and that is the notion that, you know, is America smart enough to see through all of this socialism talk?
Go ahead. Well, I mean, you don't have to be that smart to see through Biden. I mean, Biden is basically the kind of crazy uncle that you normally would leave in the basement when there's a public gathering. So it takes no genius to see that this is a guy who's completely lost his marbles. And the Democrats know this, so it's like the emperor who has no clothes. I mean, it's an open secret. It's a national embarrassment. But we're all pretending like we've got a real candidate here, whereas at the best, we've got a puppet. I mean, and the left knows it. They're hoping to manipulate him through maybe some hired ventriloquists and puppeteers, but we don't really have a Democratic candidate.
Let me just ask you, as you look ahead down the road to four and a half months away from a presidential election, do you see this thing? We know the president has already made it into a culture war. Are we going to see more of that, you think, from Trump?
Well, I think Trump is going to run on two sides. On the economic side, he's going to say, listen, guess who was building the economy before the kind of coronavirus storm hit? I was. Guess who can do it again? And this time, you know, Obama can't jump up like a jack-in-the-box and claim credit. Trump can do it. That's the economic side. The other side of it is who stands between the American people on the one hand and the kind of mayhem and lawlessness and destruction that is going on apparently with the tacit approval of the Democratic Party. Trump is the guy who's standing in between those two. So if you want to live in the kind of society that we see in New York now, I mean, New York's going back to the 1970s. Criminal gangs roaming the streets, no cops to be seen anywhere. You call 911, nobody answers. I mean, do even Democrats want to live in that America? I don't think so.
Dinesh, it is always fun visiting with you. I can't wait to see the film. And you say it will be out in August?
First week of August, Trump Card and the book United States of Socialism, available now.
Dinesh, thank you so much. I always enjoy talking to you. We'll do it again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza, one of the truly great authors and filmmakers of our time. I've got two pieces of news to share with you. Both involve sports. One, it looks like Major League Baseball is going to open with a 60-game season. Players are going to report July 1st for spring training, and that's pretty much a done deal. The other piece of news, Bubba Wallace. Remember Bubba Wallace? Drives the number 43, Richard Petty car, and he of the noose in his garage. It turns out it had been there since 2019, and thus no crime has been committed. That's good. I think all of NASCAR is breathing a sigh, kind of a sigh of relief. And by the way, I'm happy as can be about that. No, I really am. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, we're going to talk about John Bolton's new book, Why It Is So Wrong, and it's not even fact-checking well. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.